Hi everyone, a good Tuesday to you. Another day where it's warm and very humid to start off your Tuesday, as we have some low clouds and some areas of fog to contend with as we get ready to head out to work, or for some of you, getting the kids ready to head out to some summertime camps. Temperature-wise this morning, all of us in the 60s and lower 70s as of last check. 70 here in Albany to the warm spot right now. Greenwich in southern, sorry, if you do prefer, southwestern portions of Washington County, sitting at 71. Rutland right now at 66. Mount Snow at 68. It's also 68. Good morning to you over in Pittsfield. 64 Peru to 66 in Beckett. Back toward the Hudson Valley we go. It's 67. Good morning to you at Ghent. 69 in the village of Catskill to 70 in Kingston. 64 at Hunter to 64 at Bel Air Mountain. And a warmer 69 in Voorheesville. Through the hills of Schenectady County in the Mohawk Valley into the Adirondacks we go. 67 at Duanesburg, 68 at Canajoharie, to 66 at Braun Alban. Good morning to you up at Indian Lake, 63, 62 at Inlet, and a warmer 66 at Scroon Lake. Satellite weather composite again showing some low clouds across the region, but with high pressure located offshore, we do have an opportunity for that mix of hazy sunshine and clouds as we head through the day today. We do have a boundary draped across the region, extending eastward into New England, westbound into the Great Lakes, where a ripple of low pressure is found across lower Michigan, with the boundary extending back toward the Central Plains. Some energy across the Great Lakes will continue to head this way for today into Wednesday, with a boundary and some other upper-level features across southern Canada, back into the northern Rockies, catching up with that energy in the Great Lakes to produce widespread showers and storms as we head through the day on Wednesday. Now just keep in mind, the Storm Prediction Center out of Oklahoma has already highlighted the Hudson Valley points west for Wednesday, with their slight risk for severe weather. We'll keep an eye out for the potential for severe weather from the Capital District points south and east for Thursday. A quick look at the tropics right now, as Tropical Storm Chantal is just east of Barbados, heading to the west and northwest at 26 miles per hour. Maximum sustained winds right now estimated at 50 miles per hour. The latest National Hurricane Center forecast takes Chantal up through Hispaniola toward the Bahamas as we approach the upcoming weekend. The approach of the system at this point in time looks like it will take a track east of Florida through the upcoming weekend, and perhaps have some of the moisture from Chantal try to make a northward track toward the Mid-Atlantic and the Northeast as we head through early next week. Now here's the quick review of the climatological data as we went through the 24-hour period Monday, July 8th. 85 was the day's high right before 5 p.m. yesterday afternoon. After a morning low, no. The daytime low occurred right before midnight last night at 71. 1.40 the quantitative total during the 24-hour period on Monday, which brought the month-to-date total up to 3.06 inches for the month of July, a departure from normal now of 2.03. That is a plus, obviously. Quantitatively for the year 2013, we now stand at 26.48 inches. That's a surplus for the year of 6.88 inches. 82 and 61, the average high-low split for your Tuesday, July 9th. 103, the record high from 1936. 41, the record low from 1963. The sun rose this morning at 5:26 a.m., will set later this evening at 8:35 p.m., rise once again on Wednesday morning at 5:27 a.m., setting on Wednesday evening at 8:34 p.m. So in the forecast as we head throughout this Tuesday, a mix of hazy sunshine and clouds, still muggy, scattered showers, a few thunderstorms with the opportunity for a heavy downpour, and a high region-wide between 80 to 86. For tonight, the showers and a couple of thunderstorms will come to an end. Then it's variably cloudy with some areas of fog or haze and a low down between 65 to near 70. Some hazy sunshine for Wednesday, muggy, scattered showers and thunderstorms widespread across the region. Again, some of this action may be strong to possibly severe, so we'll continue to monitor the latest model guidance as it comes in over the next 24 hours. But we do indeed have the potential for heavy downpours on Wednesday, with highs between 83 and 88. Some hazy sunshine for Thursday, scattered showers and thunderstorms still the theme, and we'll continue to keep an eye on the action as it makes its way from the capital region through the Berkshires into the hills of northwestern Connecticut, as again, some of this action could be strong to possibly severe your way. A high near 83. Saying ain't so, right? Mixed sun and clouds come Friday, dry, comfortable levels of humidity, a high of 82. Partly cloudy Saturday, partly cloudy Sunday, still comfortable levels of humidity with highs over the weekend between 80 to 85. Have a wonderful Tuesday. We'll talk to you again with the midday update just after noon this afternoon. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Tim Drawbridge.